The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use promo code MARCH30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL and the promo code MARCH30. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. OddsCrowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a 2K season-long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Kappa contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashard Phillips, Jeff Nadu, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. And finally, we're also brought to you by BetterEdge. BetterEdge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com and use the promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge.com and the promo code SGP. Hey guys, you're listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. This is an international edition once again. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can check me out on my website, lockbetting.com. Sign up on April the 1st because April the 1st will see us go for our 95th month of consecutive transparent track profit. It looks like 94 months is well and truly in the bag after a huge night in the NBA yesterday and a very, very good evening with the soccer. You guys heard the podcast. We ended up going 4-1. That continues our incredible podcast run. And if you guys could leave us a review over for the Soccer Gambling Podcast on iTunes, then we will be bringing the locks back on the next show. The future show for the Europa League and the Champions League will drop this weekend. Looking at these international fixtures, the second round of World Cup qualifiers, I've once again picked out a small selection of games that I really like, beginning on Saturday at 2 p.m. with Russia at home to Slovenia. Russia are the 8-11 favourites here. It's 12-5 on the draw and it's 4-1 here on Slovenia. I think these will be two of the strongest teams here in this group. They will fancy their chances of both winning this group and going through to the World Cup. Obviously, Croatia are the favourites to win this group, given that they got to the World Cup final last time out. However, this is a very, very ageing team, and they are coming off a 1-0 loss to Slovenia. So Slovenia getting a really, really positive result. Russia obviously opened up with a win. So we are looking at two teams here with real, real potential to reach the World Cup. And I think for Slovenia here coming to Russia, a point would be seen as a very, very good result. And I think that's what they're going to set up to do. I think they're going to set up to contain Russia. Russia's a very, very difficult place to go to. And I think they'll be going there for the 0-0 draw and possibly looking to nick this game towards the end. That's why I'm going to be playing the under 2.5 goals here at 4-5. Under 2.5 goals have been scored in 6 of Russia's last 11 home matches. And this Slovenia team are now unbeaten in 9 games, conceding just 1 goal during those 9 games. And 6 of Slovenia's last 9 matches have seen under 2.5 goals scored. So I think we're going to be looking at a tense battle here. It's not going to be a case of Russia getting an easy win like they did against Malta. And Slovenia, they have some momentum with that win against Croatia, that upset win. But as I said, as I pointed out on the podcast, I wasn't interested in taking any kind of futures play with Croatia. This, I think, if there was going to be a group of death in the European qualifiers, this would be the one, with Slovenia, Slovakia, Russia and Croatia all in the group. It is by no means a foregone conclusion that Croatia will win or that Croatia will even get to the World Cup with those four teams in it. So I'm looking at under 2.5 goals in this one, as Slovenia come here for the draw and to nick this game from the Russians, and of course maintain their unbeaten record and extending that to 10 games. And the first nine games, as I said, have only seen them concede a single goal. Up next, we look at Croatia, and they're at home to Cyprus, where they're the 1-6 favourites. It's 13-2 to draw, and it's 18-1 on Cyprus. It's very, very early into this World Cup campaign. We haven't even had the Euros yet. Euro 2021 is still to take place, but it's already must-win territory for Croatia. And I do think they'll win this game. I'm just not sure that they're going to be that convincing. So I wouldn't be laying any huge handicaps here. I think that Croatia will squeak this out. And at the same time, I don't see Cyprus scoring a goal, because I don't see them coming here with intentions to score a goal. I think they'll sit in and try and contain Croatia. They aren't a great team. They have lost 18 of the last 23 away internationals, but they are better than the likes of Gibraltar, San Marino and Kazakhstan, who they have beaten on their travels since October 2015. The visitors, though, have failed to score in six of their last nine games, so a clean sheet for Croatia is expected, and not a lot of attacking attempt from the Cypriots. But the Cypriots have been beaten by more than two goals in just one of their last nine matches. So therefore, that's why we won't be laying any handicap lines here. I am looking for a 1 or 2-0 win here for Croatia. Anything more than that would be a very, very good bounce back from a defeat. But I'm looking for Croatia to just have a little bit too much quality and get the breakthrough from a Cypriot team that will sit in and try to contain them. But despite the fact they've got an aging squad, and despite the fact I'm not entirely convinced they'll win this group, I still think they'll have too much quality here to drop any points against Cyprus here at home. Up next, we look at Belgium travelling to the Czech Republic. Czech Republic are considered to be Belgium's toughest game in this group. They are the second favourites to qualify, and therefore, if Belgium win this game, you can pretty much already look at booking their flight to Qatar at the end of 2022. I think you can already do that anyway. I think this Belgium team are definitely in and among the top four teams in the world, and I think they'll have too much quality here for Czech Republic. Czech Republic were in a transitional period, much like Croatia at the moment, where they had a lot of aging players, but they have improved a lot lately. But I don't think they're going to get anything from this game. Belgium here are available at 7-10. The Czechs are the 4-1 underdogs, and it's 3-1 here on the draw. I think for me, this is a straight up money line play. However, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see the Czechs finding the net in this game. The Czechs have scored in each of the last 16 home internationals. The Czechs have also netted at least twice in six of their last eight starts in Prague, with six of those games producing over 2.5 goals. This Belgian team have conceded in six of their last eight matches, and they went 1-0 down to Wales in midweek, with six of those games generating over 2.5 goals here. So I think we could see a shootout. I think even though the Czechs would be happy with a point here in this situation, I just think looking at the way the two teams play, it's not going to happen. I think we're going to see goals here anyway. I don't think they're going to be able to sit in and contain this Belgium team. And likewise, I think Belgium will concede here. So both teams scoring here at 4-5 does represent some decent value. You can also take over 2.5 here at 10-11. The unders at 10-11, the overs at 10-11. The statistical data definitely points towards the over. So does the way the two teams play. And I would tack on Belgium money line onto any of those if you're looking for a little bit more value. But if you're looking for my standard lean here for this game, my main lean, it would be Belgium on the money line. There's no reason to oppose this team. I think they're going to want to get World Cup qualification banked as soon as possible. And I think they have too much for this Belgian team. But if you're looking for a little bit more of a return, you can add on the BTTS or the over here, because I think there's a good amount of supporting statistical data for both of those plays. Up next, we look at the Republic of Ireland at home to Luxembourg, where Republic of Ireland are available at 1-2. It's 3-1 on the draw and it's 13-2 on Luxembourg. I got loads of tweets about Ireland in midweek and they were pretty much to the effect of, did you forget about Ireland? Are we still playing Ireland? Are we riding the unders on Ireland? I've automatically played Ireland. If you don't hear it on the show, it's not a lean. I didn't want to just automatically ride those unders with Ireland. It was a good time to do it. They're in the middle of a Nations League campaign and a World Cup qualifying campaign where unders were cashing. But we've had a little bit of a gap here, so I decided to sit off. It was also a tough spot for Ireland. I didn't expect Ireland to score, therefore I would have leaned towards the under. But when I have such a vast selection of games here to choose from, it wasn't one of my favourite plays, so that's why we didn't have it. And it turned out to be the right decision not to play the under. So if you don't hear it, don't play it. This isn't one of the shows like the EPL show or the Bundesliga show where I have to play or talk about every single game because we have a massive slate here. The way we do this show is the same way we do the Europa League show and the same way we do the European show over at lockbetting.com. And you saw we went 4-1. So that should act as encouragement to go and sign up over at lockbetting.com and to get some of those shows where we handpick things because they have much better results. But on this particular slate, I am going back to the well. I am going back to the unders here for Ireland. Much better supporting statistical data. And I love the odds here of under 2.5 goals here at 5-6. Under 2.5 goals have been scored in 18 of Ireland's last 19 competitive matches, and we cashed 8 in a row of those. So we cashed 8 in a row, and I think we had 6 locks among those plays as well. Ireland have lost just one of their last 10 games at home, whereas Luxembourg have lost 7 of their last 9 fixtures on the road. But Ireland have notched one or fewer goals in 10 of their last 11 assignments. So this very much feels like a 1-0 win to the Republic of Ireland at a push 2 goals, but I don't look for Luxembourg to concede. Therefore, we have very good supporting data for an under and for Ireland to bounce back. Ireland don't regularly take part in 3-2 games that have 5 goals. So I think they'll be looking for a better defensive performance whilst they'll also take positives from the attacking end. Therefore, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ireland notching 2 goals, but I don't think they'll get to 3 and I don't think Luxembourg will score here. And I think the line has moved as a result of that 5-goal game that Ireland are in. Therefore, we're getting some good value on 5-6 on a team that have cashed unders in 18 of their last 19 competitive matches. So under 2.5 goals here for Ireland. We get back on the train here and that's available at 5-6 in this one. Up next, we look at the game between Kazakhstan and France. We're now on to Sunday where Kazakhstan are the 22-1 underdogs here. It's 7-1 the draw and it's 1-7 on France. I think this is a good opportunity to take France to win to nil. It's relatively juicy here at 8-15, but I feel certain it's going to cash. France would have been disappointed to get a draw in midweek against Ukraine. The goal that they conceded was a very, very stupid own goal. Other than that, Ukraine didn't have any shots on target. So if they can shut out Ukraine, they'll certainly be able to shut out Kazakhstan. It was a freak goal. So unless there's a freak incident here, you would expect France to comfortably dominate this game and to pick up a clean sheet as well. I expect them to cover the handicaps here on this game as well. Coming off a disappointing result, I think they'll put more chances away in this game and they'll be able to cover the minus 2.5 on get our 3 goals or more victory. However, we are simply going to take the chalky play here and we're going to lay the juice on the clean sheet as I don't see Kazakhstan scoring. So that's France to nil, which is available 8-15 in this one. Up next, we look at the England game. They are travelling to Albania, where they are the 1-3 favourites. It's 9-1 on Albania and it's 19-5 on England. England are another team I think will comfortably get a clean sheet here. This is an Albania team who have scored at least once in 7 of the last 10 home games, but it's not against opposition like England. This Albania team only managed to score 1 against Andorra, so it's difficult to see them penetrating this England defence, especially this England team who have won 17 of their last 22 assignments and are emerging as one of the strongest teams here in world football. But I prefer to go with the England handicap line here, England minus 1.5, which is available at evens. It gives you a little bit more cover if there is a mistake and Albania do score, because I still think that England will be able to score three goals. They are cashing a lot of overs here. 17 of England's last 22 matches have gone over 2.5 goals, and over 2.5 goals have been scored in each of England's last nine games in major tournament qualification fixtures. So don't write off England scoring three goals. Even though Albania shouldn't score here and England should get a clean sheet, I feel more comfortable with the minus 1.5, and I feel very comfortable taking England and tacking on the over 2.5 goals here. And I think that will cash by way of England scoring three and winning this game by 3-0, more so than Albania contributing towards it. And as I said, if Albania do contribute towards it, I still think England will be able to get three goals here against this team. So England minus 1.5 on the Asian handicap line will be my official play here for this one. Final game we're going to look at here, it's a game that seems to come up continuously in qualification campaigns. It's Scotland against Israel. They seem to play all of the time. And I think the wrong team are favourites here on this occasion. Israel are available at 2-1. It's also 2-1 on the draw. And Scotland are the 5-4 favourites. I don't see it. When you look at the data here for this one, Scotland don't do well in Israel. And you're getting Israel here at 8-13 to avoid a defeat here against Scotland. Israel have avoided a defeat against Scotland in four of the last five meetings with Scotland going back to 2018. That isn't going back too far, but these two play each other all the time. Scotland have lost on each of their last two trips to Israel. Scotland have lost 8 of their last 13 away assignments, and Israel beat Scotland 1-0 when the teams last met in November 2020. So I'm not seeing why Scotland are the favourites to go to Tel Aviv and win. They don't have any history of doing that. Israel have won the last two, and they've avoided defeats against Scotland 80% of the time in the last five fixtures dating back to 2018. So it's not like we're looking at old haggard data that's 5 or 6 years old. We're looking at recency here, and Scotland haven't been able to beat this team. So we're going to take Israel on the double chance market here to avoid a defeat at the price of 8-13 here in this one. So that concludes your international EPL show here. The real EPL show covering the Premier League will return next week. So 7 games there to look at, a couple more than we did last time out. For the rest of the week, I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of content. I will be doing the Europa League and Champions League futures preview show over the weekend. That should be out on Sunday. It definitely will be out this Sunday. I wanted a clear route. I wanted a clear path for that to sit at the top of the feed for 4 or 5 days so it got listened to. And I'm hoping to re-add the locks to that show. I'm hoping to give you a futures lock, but I still need those reviews for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. And off the back of going 80% on the last show, the last international show, we did 4-1. Only one goal for Greece ruined a 5-0 sweep for us. So off the back of that and everything else we've been doing on the Bundesliga show and the EPL show over the last couple of months, we should be getting those reviews easily for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. I will also be on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network this weekend because the fight show will be back. We'll be looking at a fight between Povetkin and Dillian Whyte, the rematch of a fight where Dillian Whyte absolutely dominated Povetkin, looked like he was going to stop him. And then we saw what happens in heavyweight boxing. We saw why everybody has a puncher's chance. Everybody says everybody's got a puncher's chance. Well, that is exactly what happened in that fight. Povetkin was absolutely dominated. Dillian Whyte was coasting on his way to a title shot and another win. And bang, he was knocked out with one punch by Povetkin. He'll be looking out for revenge. And also, we will be covering UFC 260, massive heavyweight fight. Could be another knockout in that when Miocic faces Ngannou. I have a strong lean for that fight. Ngannou is the favourite to beat Miocic, who beat him last time out. It's a very, very interesting edition of the fight show. You guys know what the record is over on the fight show, so make sure you give that a listen. To get all of my official plays, head over to lockbetting.com. I do usually say to wait till April the 1st, because if you sign up now, you are only getting the service for a few days before you get billed again. However, there are far, far worse cappers than me charging what I charge for a month for just a single week. So with that in mind, if you think you're going to make money this weekend, and you probably will, on the NBA, still 5 days of NBA to go, monster night last night. We have tennis players, we have international soccer, UFC, boxing, WrestleMania is coming up next month. There is no better time to get involved as we look for our 95th month of consecutive transparent profit over at lockbetting.com. That's it for me in this edition of the EPL International Show. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.